So we must find new ways to cooperate. We are witnessing a worrying breakdown of the institutions and norms that have long anchored the global system. For decades, international law and multilateral rules provided guardrails for state behavior. They did not eliminate conflict, but they tempered it and brought a measure of predictability to international relations. Today, those guardrails are weakening. International relations are increasingly shaped by geopolitical rivalry and zero-sum thinking. States feel less bound by rules and more inclined to act whenever they have the power to do so. Small and middle-sized countries feel this most acutely. But even large powers will find that a world where the strong do as they please is ultimately more dangerous for all. When rules give way to raw power, order breaks down, and no country, big or small, is truly secure. So we must find new ways to cooperate. To be clear, this does not mean abandoning multilateralism. On the contrary, we must continue to strengthen and reform global institutions, including the WTO and the United Nations, so that they remain effective and relevant. But alongside these efforts, we also need more flexible approaches to cooperation. One practical way is for smaller groups of like-minded countries and partners to create plurilateral arrangements. These can move faster to test ideas, set standards, and deliver results.